Throughout the Roaring Fork Valley, making transportation better can mean really different things. In Rifle and Silt, it means snowplows. In Glenwood Springs, it means maintaining foot traffic options over Grand Avenue. Carbondale Mayor Stacey Bernot says while communities from Parachute to Aspen all unite to seek grants and to fund programs like the Roaring Fork Transportation Authority, each jurisdiction is facing down its own reality.
Some of the things that Mayor Skadron talks about, I think, are Aspen la-la land type things. I didn't mean it like as disparaging Aspen.
Shaylin Bott, the executive director of the Colorado Department of Transportation, says smart technology, such as lane assist and real-time traffic monitors in every car, will be at the forefront of the transportation solutions of the future. And that multimodal infrastructure, ride shares, bike shares, walking paths, and mass transit, will also play their part. While Bernot agrees that new technology will lead to new solutions, she says it's important to recognize that a new mother has different travel needs than a business commuter, or that workers who use tools and heavy equipment are not going to be commuting on WeCycle.
We can start working, and instead of having that scorecard that we always turn to say, well, Garfield County did this and Pickens County did that, I think the more we can look to that and build upon, because we're not sharing revenues necessarily, but we can share ideas, and I think when we get that technology there, it will assist us.
Garfield County Commissioner Mike Sampson is on the board of the county's Federal Mineral Lease District. He points out the district helped build a new roundabout in Carbondale. He says collaborators are the most attractive grant applicants.
By joining your forces and working together, those grant applications look a lot more enticing to us than each municipality going for their own.
CDOT faces a stalled budget, and predictions show exponential increases in congestion in the Roaring Fork Valley. Solutions discussed last week include high-speed rail, toll roads, and more bus rapid transit, which Director Bott says is its own best cheerleader.
The best advertisement for transit in a congested area is when you're sitting in your car by yourself and the bus goes by and people are laughing and having a martini or whatever it is that they're doing, right? Like, why am I not on there?
Allison Bechtesh, Aspen Public Radio News.